See, the southern pronunciation of Negro, anyway, is more like nigger. And it sounds awfully close to nigger. Well, we've taken on the southern association of dislike for Negroes, and, along with the word nigger, and think that's what they say. But to many people in the South, they just can't say Negro. They don't know how to say it that way. So it's not all over the South. Certain areas, they are. But probably around here, the word would be nigger if they didn't like him and wanted it. Okay. They ever call him a coon?
I've heard that, yeah.
What about a name for a man who never gets into town very often, and when he does, he looks kind of foolish because he's so backwards? He's just a...
I know what you're calling that. I couldn't think of it.
Darryl, let me suggest a couple. You go ahead and mention that, maybe.
Bushwhacker,
would you be able to say that, too?
Well, if there's any bush around, he might be a bushwhacker.
He doesn't get in very often.
You wouldn't call him a hick?
No, I never heard that. I don't know if I've heard that name.
Backwoodsman.
Well, that's about what your word bushwhacker means, isn't it?
Heard that.
The man who brings the letters every day, the bills.
The mail carrier or mailman, some of them call him it.
And if you and your wife are going someplace and your wife wants to go and you're not quite ready, you'll say, well, be patient.
I'll be ready pretty soon.
Or just, I'll be ready in
a jiffy. Or a little while.
Just a
second, just a minute. Not a second, that's pretty quick.
Okay. And if somebody wants to know, I think it's from Tom, so Akoya, how far it is, how many miles it is to Akoya, he might ask, how far, another way of asking how many miles it is to Akoya, is that how you pronounce it? O-C-A-Y-A or whatever it is.
Akoya.
The town up here on Route 66.
Oh,
near Chinoa, or whatever it is. Well, Oswego, that's a town Ohio is a state. okay, somebody wants to know how many miles it is from here to Ohio. He might ask the same question another way. He might say, how far
it is.
How far?
To Ohio? Or
just make the whole sentence. How far is
it to Ohio? How far is it to Ohio?
Now, with a combination of vowels here. Now, if somebody, you looked under the seat here and found 50 cents, you'd say, your wife, what?
I found.
Or look, what do you say? Look where? I've done this, and I can take great pride in finding money in the seat, because my wife claims it's hers, you see.
I don't think we'll find any around here, even much. Look here what I found, doesn't it?
That's what I wanted you to say. Look here
what I found.
Somebody asks you how many times you go to town, he might also ask the same question. How
often do you go to town?
Somebody says, I'm not going to do it, you're not going to do it either. You say, me? Would you say, me? Or, I won't do it either, or me neither?
No, I won't do it either.
This is my
forehead.
And this is my left ear, this is my
right ear.
This it's been several hours since I shaved. Mine's starting to grow up.
My beard, my whiskers again.
And my teeth are in my
mouth.
And these are my
front teeth.